Check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbells.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Oh, yes.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Downies Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
I'm Eric.
I'm Robbie. And this is episode number 57 of Two Downies Dudes for May 9th, 2015. On this episode, we are joined by Two Downies Chicks, Jen and Shayna, and we talk about Facebook hoaxes and fake profiles, Jen and Shayna's new phrase, no lesbo, and then we don't do a movie review.
Come on, dude.
Do zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
How's the hum?
Shake your bum.
It doesn't look bad.
No.
No.
It doesn't look too bad. I love your poinsettia. We should put that on the Facebook page.
That's the glitter bush.
Yeah.
Looks like Barbara Bush.
Does
it does during the summertime.
Because I swear to God, every time I'm using the men's room, which is awesome, I never use the men's room, I'm like, does he ever fucking shut that window? It creeps me out that your window's open.
Oh, no.
Crawl into it.
You know what it is? The storm window is usually open. This one's usually closed.
Maybe it's the
except
storm.
During the summer.
That would be a way for a stalker type
to sit in the
person
bathroom.
To climb in
right.
here while you're not here and
Earl
wait
CV.
In your bed or take your underwear. Could
been
be.
There, done
or
that.
Pin their underwear up on a
somebody
board.
No, but
been waiting.
I had an ex that okay. First thing she did was play the pregnancy card, which I was familiar with. We've all heard that one.
Right. Call the
so
bluff.
I was like, okay, show me a test and we'll figure it out. There was no test, no pregnancy. So then she said she had cancer. And I was like,
show me a test.
I was like, I'm sorry. Like,
she wanted you to check
know.
Her for lumps. She,
yeah, pretty yep. much. You know, if she wanted like a sympathy, whatever. So
Walmart card.
Then after that didn't work, she just started showing up and she showed up one day and left notes all over the house and then like pinned her panties to my bulletin board in my office.
What?
While
God,
I was gone.
Fuck.
And then like dumped an iced coffee out in the snowbank in front of the house in like a heart. Yeah, that was super
panties,
creepy.
Let's back up.
Yeah.
Clean or dirty?
Dirty.
Ooh.
Pretty sure.
Gross.
Yeah.
From the odor.
Well, you know who it was, too.
They were... Looked like someone had sprayed hairspray on them.
Oh, wow.
They were stiff.
Hey, they were still in... They were still in the form of her body.
Oh, that's great.
But no. So, yeah, the panties. And then beyond that... There was the icing on the cake was when I came home from work one day and I come home and I was in the log cabin at the time. So there was like a loft area where the bedroom was. I came home, took a shower, sat down, like watched TV or played Xbox for like half an hour. Then I was still in my towel, go up into my bedroom to put some clothes on or whatever. And she had been in my bed the entire time since I got home, just waiting for me naked.
Finger banging herself.
Probably. Just warming up.
Being
so
fine.
Naturally, you know, what am I going to do with that? It's not a choice anymore.
Right. Take care of the situation.
Yeah, but this right. is never happening again. And then,
this yeah, is the last time!
Yeah, pretty much was it, give or take, once
Don't
or twice.
Don't force me to have sex with you ever. Yeah. Ever again.
This is just inappropriate.
I'm doing this against my will.
Repeatedly.
Repeatedly. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Facebook stalking.
It's real.
We were just talking about
and scary.
Yeah, you had somebody use a picture of one of your vehicles from your Facebook profile as their profile picture.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they had a picture. This was a year or two ago, but it was on my time hop, and I relived it the other day. I was sifting through Facebook. The people you may know popped up on the side, and I was scrolling through, and there was my car. My car. Definitely my car.
Did you know the person?
No.
Oh, wow. So they, like, crept your profile, saved the picture, and made it there.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, we had a bunch of friends in common. I think I knew of the person. I didn't necessarily know who they were. And we did have a few friends in common, which, you know, I think maybe the guy just liked my car. Hopefully he didn't take any other pictures, but just really, really random.
Wow. Sifted through his pictures like, yep, that's my car. Yep, there's my car again. Yep, that's my bathroom window.
Yeah.
Yep, that's my bedroom.
Yeah.
Wait, that looks like from under my bed.
Yeah, posted 1 minute ago. Earl CD likes this. Well, I think I told the story before about how we had a certain listener of the podcast that found me, apparently, on Facebook. Like, I never told this, like, gave this person my Facebook information or whatever, but she found my profile, the one that made the fan art for me.
Oh, yes.
Well, I saw that she'd liked our page or whatever and, you know, knew who she was. Well, I went to go look at her Facebook one day, and her cover photo was a picture of our wave runner up at camp that I had taken, like, during a sunrise one day.
Shut up.
That was her cover photo. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's cool. It was the girl in the Philippines. And
I was like, she's listening.
She probably is still.
Hi, hey, girl. What up?
Shout out.
Her and about 10 of her friends.
Yeah. We are. We're kind of big in the Philippines.
We are huge in the Philippines.
It's half
now.
Of our listeners.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive.
Uh-huh. Just 10. Yeah. I was going to say the other half are in this room right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom.
I was going to say, where's your mom? She's not
here. If she was here, that would be all of our listeners.
Pretty much.
Oh, yes. I was going to say, no, I wasn't going to say, obviously. Jen pointed out that we've got a guest on the show. Everybody knows Jen from previous podcasts, from Jim's Auto.
She's kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal.
She is kind of a big deal.
We have another new local celebrity on the show, Shayna Hunt.
Yeah, for sure.
Who everybody should know.
Everybody should know. Yeah.
So welcome to the podcast,
Thanks.
Shayna.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
We just kind of jumped into it and started podcasting so hard we forgot to introduce you.
Yeah, no introduction at all. We just dove right in today.
Did, face first.
Yep. So I think we got a little more to talk about with the face stalking, Rob.
Yes, we do. So I got a friend's request. Which, I mean, it happens. You get the request. There's always red flags. First of all, it's always the girl that's just way too hot.
With
pictures that are way too explicit. And for me, I've got multiple red flags. Like, those are a couple of them. The next one is I look at who our mutual friends are. And I see it's pretty much always the same 6 to 8 guys.
Young dudes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Guys the ones that are going to say, yes, I will friend you.
And old dudes.
Right. Yeah.
And even if they don't know who you are.
Yeah. The ones that aren't smart enough to piece together this, you know, smoking hot 10 in a bikini who I've never met before is probably not a real person that's just that interested in me because she saw my profile
Would
picture.
Never want them.
Yeah.
Lives like, in Hancock, Maine. Maybe.
Right.
Yeah. That well, and that's one of the things too. Is a lot of times they're from like Florida or Michigan or something like that, and they're just fake profiles. And these guys friend them, and next thing you know, you get tagged in a post about sunglasses. It's like, whoa, this really hot chick from Michigan friended me, and she's got great deals on sunglasses too.
Freaking Oakley's, dude! Idiot.
You can see who's looking at your profile. Click here now.
But I received a friend request from one that had a lot more mutual friends, probably like 20 or something. And they were a mix of male and female. So I was like, okay. But then I go to look at the profile, and instant red flag. It was like, she lives in Portland, Maine, but her first post was, starting over, new Facebook, new friends, new life. Moving to Ellsworth in a month, so I'm trying to make friends up there before I do. It's like, well, why would you create a new Facebook to do that? Why wouldn't you just use your current one? And Portland's not that far, so there's bound to be some crossover of at least one person that you know that
Always.
Knows somebody in the area if you're moving to Ellsworth. But no, she was just friending random people in the Ellsworth area, most of which I knew, and I know you knew a lot of them too.
Yep.
So I was like, what the fuck? And I kept looking at it, and then it just, I knew that it wasn't right. And then all these posts, like flirting with these guys that typically a girl that looks like that is not going to flirt with. You know, just communication where nobody said, like, hey, good to see you again the other day, or hey, we haven't talked in a while. It was literally not a single person on her friends list knew her in real life.
She didn't check in at any places.
Right. There's no work experience. It was like stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
Nothing to identify anything. And I was like, something's definitely up here. So I sent her a message and kind of called her bluff and was like, look, who is this? Like, I know this has got to be somebody I know. Just tell me who you are and what you're up to. I'm just curious. And she's like, I don't even know you, blah, blah, blah. Like, maybe you're the fake profile. I was like, well, yeah, only everybody I'm friends with on Facebook knows me in real life.
Right.
She's like, oh, well, you got me there, good looking. Ha ha. Have a good night.
Right, and
like,
that's obviously a joke because you're not good looking.
No,
so, right.
Not even close.
She should be calling Neve and Max if she's so worried about you catfishing her.
Catfish.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I did some further research, and I thought I was good. I'm an IT guy. So I started reverse image lookup of all the photos, the profile photos.
Right.
They were pretty much all original, so I thought I couldn't find anything except for one, and it was the baby picture of her daughter Belle, which, first of all, the name, do you remember? Oh, it was Cammy Bennett was the girl's name.
Yeah.
And she listed under family her daughter Belle, but she spelled the last name different. She left out a T, which could have just been an oversight or mistyping, but I was like, eh, that's kind of weird. The picture of the baby came back in a reverse lookup of some pastor in fucking, like, somewhere out west.
Arkansas, maybe.
Or something, that has a blog. This pastor, like, shares all of his preaching.
So the picture was on his website.
And he posted it in last year, like, within the past year, of this newborn baby that him and his wife had. And all these people congratulating them, like, saying, hey, Dave and Marlene, congratulations on the new addition. I was like, well, Dave and Marlene, that's not Cammy Bennett.
Right.
This is the baby picture she had up. They just posted this within this last year, and yet she's claiming that her daughter's, you know, four or five years old, and the daughter in the pictures with her is about that age. And she even called her Belle, so she used the name of whatever image she or he found.
She stole their baby.
She stole their baby.
Which is why she's starting over.
Oh, plot twist.
And she's starting over.
Yeah. Plot twist. It's not a fake profile. We were onto a freaking kidnapper, and we fucked it up.
Yeah, and she's gone now.
Yeah.
She's going to relocate to the Ellsworth area.
What are you saying? She's gone. The Facebook page don't exist anymore?
Well, I got Detective Jen onto the case, way better than I am at this, and she found the real Facebook profile that all these pictures were being stolen from.
Wow.
The pictures of the girl.
Really?
The girl. The profile that she took all the pictures from and said they were herself. Cammy Bennett was Laura Wilbur from somewhere, I don't even remember where.
Right.
But, yeah. So I sent that to Rob. And did you send her the link to the profile?
I didn't. I posted it on her page.
Like, oh, shit.
Dick Tracy!
Oh, my God. Yes.
So then what happened? So you called her out, or him, or whoever the hell it was.
Yep.
She took it down.
Instantly.
Gone.
Facebook was gone. I mean, within seconds of me posting that, because I compiled all the evidence. I took a screenshot of that blog that the pastor had. I took a screenshot of the actual girl's Facebook. I friggin' edited it all into one and, like, circled stuff with red friggin' paint. And I was, like, proud of it. And I was thinking, like, she'd try to dispute it and, like...
That would have been more fun.
Yeah. But it's, like, I posted that and not even a single person liked or commented on it. Just Facebook profile gone, disappeared.
No shit. So we'll never know who it was.
No, which...
You don't think she blocked you?
I don't think so.
Because that happens. It happened.
No kidding. So is Cammy Bennett gone for good?
Cammy Bennett's gone.
But the interesting thing is the real girl whose pictures got stolen is actually in Southern Maine. She was in, like, Augusta or something.
That's
like that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't stalk her enough. I was so friggin' excited. I didn't really stalk that girl. I just zipped through the pictures really quick.
And I sent her a message, too, and said, like, hey, just thought you'd want to know that somebody has been stealing your Facebook pictures and using them for a fake profile.
Right.
Do you think, and of all the people that she knew around here, does it make you wonder if it's somebody that was trying to, like, to fish you or to... You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I'm thinking it could have been like a multi-purpose thing, because I don't know if they would have gone so elaborate just to try to do like one thing. I'm thinking they were using this profile to troll a lot of people around here to maybe get guys to like send dick pics or get girls to give up information, like get close with them. I'm thinking they were just trying to use this to gather a whole bunch of shit and just like...
Who has
wreak
that
havoc
much time?
Here.
Right. Maybe even financial information, though. You never
That's
know
true.
if they're right. a big time scammer,
Build
they might do this all the time.
Pay my cell phone bill. I'm broke.
Right.
You know,
right.
Whatever.
Yeah, because all they have to do is hook up with somebody that's just lonely. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how all those. And I know it's not just older women, but you see it all the time. I watch Dr. Phil all the time, and they, you know, he has constantly these women that have completely drained their life savings, you know, $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 they're sending to these guys that are supposedly stuck in foreign countries, and they love them and they're trying to get back, and they visited a state away, but they just couldn't meet up with them, or, you know, just these random weird red flags constantly.
Right.
But they're lonely, you know? Mm-hmm.
They're blind to it on purpose.
It happens.
Yeah.
Anyone can be a target, but that's, I think, who they tend to go after.
By the posts and everything, I'm thinking, I had also heard, somebody had told me a story about a certain gentleman down on the island who's like a universal dirtbag that everybody knows is a dirtbag. He's always selling like stolen shit on all the barter and swap sites.
And Rottweilers.
And Rottweilers, and exactly. Mm-hmm. And somebody told me that he at one point created a Facebook profile just to get guys to like send her nasty messages, pictures, whatever, so that he could show their girlfriends chicks that he wanted to bang. So he could like be Mr. Nice Guy and be like, hey, I know this girl and she approached me saying that your husband, boyfriend, whatever, was sending her messages, and here, look, here's the screenshots.
Are you sad? Now give me a blowjob.
Exactly.
Basically.
Bam.
Right.
Yep.
That happens.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it was something like that. The superhero blowjob does exist. Huh. So if anybody gets friends requests from... it's real. just add her. She's moving to this area.
She'll be here within a week.
She's really flirty, though.
Well, I'm sad to say that I didn't get a friend's request from anybody.
Me either.
Oh, you didn't get one either?
No.
Oh, then I don't
I
feel completely alone.
I may have just recently gotten a friend's request while working at Jim's Auto the other day. Do you remember that one? No.
I have a bad memory. You know that.
It was pretty unfortunate. Yeah. Random person. I commented on, you know, somebody's daughter just got her driver's license. Yeah, she's driving. Commented on it. That's awesome, but scary. And another person comments. You know, no big deal. He seems fine, whatever. Then I get a friend request from him. Maybe he knows some more people, you know, that I know. Maybe we've met before. Who knows? So, of course, I just accept it. Until he starts going through all my photos, back to, like, 2012.
The Earl C.
Commenting, liking, like, is that a new tattoo? No. Nope, it's for sure not 2012.
Oh hey, tell him what his Facebook profile picture said.
No narcs.
No right? snitches.
No snitches.
Oh,
no
God.
Snitches.
No snitches.
Can't be friends. Sorry.
And he was from where?
Deer Isle, Stonington.
Nice.
Deer Isle Smile.
Oh, so he's a real charmer.
Right.
Super.
No snitches.
From Stonington and
his
hates
boss
snitches.
Suddenly showed up though when I mentioned that I was married. It was really weird. He stopped messaging me altogether.
Oh, gotta get back to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird.
So he's got good morals, at least,
for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
You should have told him you're a snitch.
Oh, that would have been just
sorry.
The next time he messages me out of boredom, I'll Be sure to inform him.
Yeah. I'm married so and I'm a snitch.
Yeah. How far does your no snitch policy go? Can we talk about this?
Yeah. As an IT guy, I get so frustrated so often, and I just have to, like, put my cape away and not try to fucking save the day every time. But constantly the hoaxes being posted, the like free PlayStation 4, just share and like this. And it pretty much, it's almost like people have that instinct that tells them this is not legitimate, but then they have that little tiny speck of hope that's like, well, so they always never post know. It and say, hey, right. never know, probably fake, but doesn't hurt. And it's like, well, yeah, actually, it fucking does hurt because it keeps this shit perpetuating. It gets viruses on people's computers. It gets, usually they're just trying to get more likes on their page, whatever it is. But like the free Disney cruise, the free PlayStation 4, none of that shit exists.
Are you kidding me?
I hate to break it to
you. Shit!
Well, I say that, but then again, like Pat's Pizza and places like that will do it sometimes.
Well, that's how it gets confusing to these people that can barely use a computer.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the one that gets me is the bullshit, you know, news articles.
When you can snopes it out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It literally takes 5 seconds to find out if this is real or not. But what gets me is the people that like show, like they post this big long paragraph and then a link to the article, and they'd be like, for all my friends in Florida, it was one the other day. It was like a caterpillar or something. First of all, the fucking thing, it does exist, but in Australia, not in Florida. But the article said it was in Florida. It's deadly if you touch it. Don't let your kids near it. And this person was like, for all my friends in Florida, you better be on the lookout and be so, so careful. And it's like, or not, because it's not real at all.
And you don't have any friends in Florida. Like, what the fuck?
Exactly. Or friends at all because of this stupid shit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what really irritates me is the bullshit fucking news articles. Or,
right.
Or the so-and-so died, the celebrity deaths.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Morgan Freeman dies like 30 times a day. He does. Probably thousands of times a day, actually. Tens of thousands.
So, and then it's like, it's hard to know who really does die.
Oh, yeah. When Paul Walker died, I was like, yeah, okay.
Right. Bullshit.
People started sharing it on Facebook. It's like, yeah, I'm sure he died.
Right.
Like, oh, whoops, he actually did. The Capri Sun thing. The mold the mold is true. There was mold in Capri Suns. But then I saw one that was cocaine. So we're finding cocaine in Capri Sun, and like 10 people shared it. Took me 3 seconds to find the Snopes article that's just complete bullshit, and then I went and posted it on every single one. But I can't do that all the time, and it's just a losing battle.
It absolutely is.
I'm guilty both ways. Like, I look stuff up on Snopes, but I've shared stuff before, and people are like, you know, that's not true. I'm guilty. I try not to be guilty, but I am.
I saw an article someone posted quite a while back, and I can't remember what it was about, but this person was completely pissed off about it. I think you will remember this, too. They were so pissed that this article even existed, and all they had done is read the title of the article. Because if you actually went and read the article, at the very end, the last paragraph, it stated, by the way, this article is complete bullshit, and we're just kidding. But this guy was rip shit pissed and started an entire controversy based over the title of the article. That was a complete fucking joke. Nobody takes the time to just, it like literally took me 2 minutes to read it. Like if you just read it, you'd know you're, you know, it's all bullshit.
I am guilty of posting things without reading them all the time because I want to read them later. So hopefully none of them are fake. Yeah.
Bunch of hypocrites.
Like, oh, share? Yes, I'll share that.
No segue to our next article.
No. What do we got here? There was one other Facebook thing that I wanted to mention, but now I can't remember what it is. I don't know. Fuck it. So apparently you guys have coined a new phrase and a new movement. Is that correct?
We have.
Based off of the no homo.
Off of no homo, because when I had mentioned.
In passing. It was in passing.
There was this girl at CrossFit, and she said she was behind me on the rowing machine behind me, and she noticed that my shoulders are getting more defined. And she said, I don't want you to think I'm a lesbian, but I just wanted you to know that your shoulders are looking really nice. And just right out of my mouth, just like nothing, I said, no homo. She didn't get it.
I think it felt really awkward for her.
I was like, oh my God, I just said homo in front of this woman that I do not know. I said homo. So then I tried to explain it, and it just made it fucking worse. So, Shayna, it just happened. No lesbo.
No lesbo.
No lesbo.
Right.
I've noticed because, you know, the first rule about CrossFit is you always talk about CrossFit. Yes. It's not like Fight Club. So, I've noticed a lot of, I'm becoming more attracted to the body in general. And when I see somebody that has, you know, nice muscles, nice quads, whatever, I notice now, you know, because I know how it's hard work. I just, I notice things a lot now. And I might have noticed this woman's quads and said that I would lick them, but just not in any kind of lesbianic way. Not, you know, they're
she
nice.
She definitely likes boys. Yeah. But female quads don't, you know, that can cross over. It's okay. Yeah. It's all right.
Quads are universal.
Right.
Right.
They transcend gender.
It wasn't, right. I didn't want to lick her parts. I just wanted to lick her quads. That was
but
all.
But if her ass cheek were as muscly as her quad, we might bite that. Just cause.
This is getting awesome.
It's, I mean.
But no lesbo.
But no lesbo.
No
lesbo.
Like, right. No further.
No lesbo.
Take a little bite. Be done.
Yeah.
So that basically no lesbo gives you permission to bite the ass.
If I wanted to.
Right. And
if.
As long as you say that before, like when you guys are doing really homoerotic things and you say no homo, it cancels it out.
Exactly.
Right. All right. Yes. So that covers quite a bit, right?
Yes. Sure.
Right. So like if you said, Jen, that you wanted to lick Ronda Rousey's feet.
I might have.
Or lick the sweat off of her feet. No lesbo or?
No lesbo.
I'm pretty sure she actually said she would pay.
I would pay $100 to lick the sweat off of her feet.
I would also.
But I just, the only reason I said the feet was because I didn't want people to think there was lesbo. Because I wanted to say I would lick the sweat off of her quads. But I didn't want anyone to really think, you know. So then a friend Pete, a friend and neighbor, commented after I said the thing about licking the sweat off her feet for $100. And he said something about it. I was like, wow, Pete, I really meant that I would lick the sweat off her quads. And he laughed. But it, you know, no lesbo.
No lesbo. Never.
Beautiful. Or, like, you guys went to 50 Shades of Grey together.
Hell yeah.
Just the two of you.
For sure.
We did.
We had VIP seating. Not the kind you saw on Facebook.
Wow. We did.
But yeah.
No lesbo?
No lesbo.
No lesbo. Right.
We didn't
a
even
little
hold hands.
Lesbo, though. Like,
no, it was more awkward.
Give the listeners something.
It was Valentine's Day, though?
Yeah, we went. We were Valentine's dates.
So, no lesbo.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah,
no lesbo does cover a lot.
We went to the mall. We had dinner.
I think we even went to Victoria's Secret together.
Oh, my God.
It was like a date, but totally not.
And you made out a little bit, though, right?
No lesbo.
I got a shirt at Victoria's Secret. Yeah. We might have kissed. No lesbo.
Right.
No lesbo.
I got a shirt at Victoria's Secret that said, "Who needs a boyfriend?" And I wore it to the movie.
And I raised my hand because I can be that not boyfriend.
Yeah,
no
but
problem.
No lesbo.
Okay, that's tough to say no lesbo when you're literally wearing a shirt that says, "Who needs a boyfriend?" while you're with another female at 50 Shades of Grey after having dinner together.
On Valentine's Day.
Wow, that
it's
must
a conundrum.
Be a powerful statement
yeah,
then.
For sure.
All right.
It would have to be, yeah. Although, no homo works for us.
Right.
Yeah, because we do a lot of shit that's borderline.
Pretty, yeah.
Beyond borderline.
Do you spoon?
Oh, it goes well beyond borderline.
Is there spooning?
We did cuddle a bit.
We did.
We were watching boxing, though, so it was like...
Well, it canceled.
It canceled.
Canceled
right,
out
yeah.
The,
right.
The machismo, you know?
Exactly. But, we were watching grown, sweaty men that were shirtless, so that was no homo. Yeah.
No homo.
Right. Yeah. That's something to talk about, too. I know Eric's probably going to have a lot of input on this, but the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight.
Oh, yeah.
You want to, like, break it down for us?
Well,
strategically
absolutely. There was Mayweather.
Right.
Pacquiao.
Yeah.
And they fought.
Right.
In a ring. With gloves on.
Yeah.
In shorts, in boots. And one of them won.
Wow.
And which you wouldn't have known because you left before the main event.
I found out the next morning by asking you.
Yeah.
I crapped out again. I crapped out on you.
I know.
I came to the
you
fight.
Made an effort, though.
What was it? Literally the second the main event started, we left.
Yeah. Probably because it came on at midnight.
Thank you. And that's like old people freaking 2 a.m.
Right. Why did they do that?
Sure. Well, it was in Vegas.
I heard Western a rumor time. That Dish Network or whatever was having an issue with people purchasing it, and it all happened at once, so their servers went down, and so they had to postpone it like an hour because of those Dish Network servers or whatever.
Really?
This is the rumor that I just heard.
Huh.
But it could be just because somebody shared it on Facebook.
Right.
And she didn't click on the article.
You didn't Snopes it, did you? Yeah. Whoopsie. You need to just bookmark Snopes. Yeah. Keep it handy.
I'll do that.
It was, it was kind of disappointing. Mayweather Pacquiao, especially to spend $100 on it. And
right.
$100?
Yeah.
Holy shitballs.
That's why he stayed awake.
I guess the fuck I would have too.
Yeah.
He pulled an all-nighter just to get his money's worth on that channel.
Yeah, he watched it over and over.
Yeah, right? Jesus. Slow motion, reverse.
Jesus. Yeah. Wow, I did not realize it was
although, 100. I definitely got to give a shout-out because Trav gave me some money, Jeremy gave me some money, Sorrow gave me some money, so that helped cover, you know, a good chunk of it.
There's nobody out there to give you any money, or was it just people that didn't give a shit about giving you any money?
What's that? Went over my head, I guess.
I thought you were trying to make me feel guilty is what
you're trying to do.
Oh, no, no. Because I was there, and I didn't give you any money.
Yeah, like you really cared about the
fight.
I got
to get out of here before it starts so I don't have to pay.
That's what it was, son of a bitch. Yeah, you found a loophole. You're like, I got to watch 2 undercards for free.
I ain't paying for
shit. Look at the time.
Yeah, what do you know? Yeah. That's when you cross over.
It's like a dine and dash. Yeah.
Yeah, no shit. Motherfucker, you got free appetizers and then bounced. Yeah, last time we invited
you. Did you watch the fight?
Match.
Did you guys watch the fight?
No.
No.
No?
No.
It was a little too homo for us.
Ooh.
Wow.
No, I'm just joking. It really wasn't. We just were at a fire.
My cousin had a birthday party, and then one of the guys that I work with got pulled over, so we had to go pick him up and give him a ride.
So it was an eventful night, just not watching the fight.
Yeah.
For sure.
I got to drive Jen's vehicle.
Yeah. Which one?
She got to drive the Hummer.
The Hummer.
Yep.
How was it? Like driving a bus?
No, you know, it was a little disappointing. I'm not going to lie. I wanted it to be like, you know, a bigger deal, but it wasn't.
It's kind of a big deal.
It's literally a big deal.
It was
deal.
Maybe because I only drove like 4 miles.
You made it your profile picture.
That's that was true. Before I drove it.
And nobody saw you driving it. If somebody saw you driving
it, didn't actually happen.
It would have been a big deal. Right. Or if you got your selfie, you didn't even take a selfie in it.
It was too dark. I didn't want to flash.
A big deal. It's like, it's not like an army tank or anything. I mean, I guess it's
not like an H1. It's just an H2.
No big deal.
It's not military grade.
Right. That's definitely got to be covered by No Lesbo, the fact that you drive a Hummer.
That's like no homo.
Right.
That almost makes me, am I the man, No Lesbo?
I will let you wear the pants on many occasions.
Okay. Oh, you know what else needs a No Lesbo is when I came down to the garage and you tried to change out my windshield wiper and just snap the whole thing off in an angry roid rage. I don't know what they're feeding you at CrossFit. But she's like, yeah, let me change that for you. Snap. No, it was
his
like...
wiper blade was rotted so bad it was stuck to the windshield. And I had checked it all over a sticker before, but somebody didn't register their car. So a couple of years went by. He finally registered it. I went to go put the sticker on and I put it on the windshield and I looked and the wiper blade, the end of it's flopped off and the middle of it is rotted to the windshield. So when I went to pull... it was kind of stuck to the windshield. And so I gave it a little extra tug, and it just snapped off.
It's a classic car. I like to keep it all original.
Yeah. Well, speaking of classic, $65 wiper blades. And that doesn't even cover the cost of the fucking arm. I had to order one from a junkyard friend because I didn't have one. It's a special arm.
To hold the windshield watch.
And it's a special wiper blade that, like, no other car takes.
Of course. It's an Audi.
That's homo.
That is homo.
Straight homo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's okay. She makes fun of my oil changes and stuff, too.
That you don't get those ones.
Yeah, I'm so terrible. I've toasted a couple vehicles that
way. This is why she's the man.
Yeah.
She takes care of our vehicle.
Yeah. She's the man in our friendship, too, because right. I don't do car stuff.
No homo.
So bad. No homo. Well, no, yeah, that's here. A tough one to, yeah.
Would that be no homo or no lesbo? I'm confused.
Yeah, me too. I guess Eric and I could do a little bit of a movie review. I don't know if you want to wait.
What, you mean the one you napped through?
Yeah.
The movie you took a little siesta through?
Yeah, I could do a partial movie review. The parts I saw were good. We went and saw Age of Ultron, the new Avengers movie.
Ooh. I heard it was really good.
It was really good.
I've heard it was good, too.
It was a good nap.
It was a good nap, yeah.
Wow.
Actually, I took a couple of naps. But I was up the night before until 2 in the morning because I did watch the full fight, Mayweather-Pacquiao. So it was the next day. That we went to the movie, so I was done.
You guys went to a matinee together?
No homo. Yeah.
No homo.
Actually, it was kind of a double date. No pedo.
No pedo. Because it was, yeah.
It was Eric and Audrey and me and Matt.
Right. So no pedo. Although he's only a month away from 18, so really, does it count anymore?
That's almost
it's like a boy
all.
Toy.
I don't think that would hold up in court.
Everyone's like, that's nice.
If you can just hold off to the end of the month, you'll be good to go.
All right. We'll have to ask Earl CV about that one.
I've got one that's even a few more months, but I mean, you know, when you get bored. You
guys like trying to auction your teenage sons off to me. This is getting weird.
No pedo.
No pedo. Yeah. Yeah, no pedo. Right.
Just to hang out with and like take naps at the
movie. Oh my god!
And you did
too.
Nap
we,
together.
We did kind of nap together.
Matt took a nap with you.
There was no contact though.
Right.
I don't.
Well,
think.
Yeah, you were sleeping.
I may have my head may have like laid on his shoulder.
And
a
you
little
rub
bit.
You were kind of rubbing his knee a little bit, like it's like a
I
comfort
was half
thing.
Asleep.
Was he holding the popcorn?
He was.
Did you lift up the armrest?
Oh, he did. Now that I'm thinking back on it, shit got real weird, man. Like, I don't know what the hell was going on
sounds
over there between the two of you, but I guess I should have been keeping my eye on you instead of the movie.
Right.
He was sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So how was the movie?
Except for a movie review.
We could do a movie review, but do we really want to?
We're
not really allowed to.
Maybe we can break
to,
it down with Jeremy.
What, yeah,
I think he would be pissed if you guys did it without him.
I think
him.
He would, and also, you know, we've been warned by him. We're not supposed to do movie reviews without adult supervision. Right. So,
you know that guy that was in that movie who did
right.
that thing?
And we do it all the time, and it's people do get pissed off about it.
Yeah.
I mean, me and you think it's funny, but everybody listening wants to punch us in the face repeatedly, so.
Probably,
we
yeah.
should probably let Jeremy come by, and we'll, because he did, I know he went and saw it Sunday, too. Yeah. He went earlier than we did. I don't know if he dealt with the fucking crowd that we dealt with, because it was packed, and it opened on Friday. So this is 2 days later on Sunday, and it still, there was not a seat in the house. I bet they sold out.
Right.
I bet they were turning people away.
Wow.
At the door.
And in true Belanger family fashion, every time you guys go to the movies, fucking something obnoxious
right.
happens. So
right.
we can talk about that because Jeremy didn't go with us. So you guys can talk about the movie. But somebody brought a fucking baby.
The Avengers movie.
Yeah. And I'm talking like maybe
baby.
2 months old.
Baby.
Why would you bring a fucking infant to the movie
theater? Were they doing Jen's favorite thing?
What's that?
Breastfeeding?
Oh, God. I didn't witness any breastfeeding.
Well,
well, at least the baby would have been quiet.
That's the times I think
right.
the baby
oh,
might have
maybe.
Been quiet. Was maybe that was what was going on. Which I was okay
I
with.
Like,
good.
I should have brought up the flashlight app on my cell phone right. to check. Here, well, here's the thing.
Is this seat taken?
Excuse me.
Well, it's interesting because it sounds like we've got a female on the podcast that is against the public breastfeeding thing?
I am totally 110% against flailing your boobs out at any given moment.
Wow.
And here I am, like, power to the people, flop those boobs out, but I love
I'm
her
with
anyway.
You.
Right.
I'm with you,
see?
Yeah. Flop them out.
Who cares? You don't even have to be breastfeeding. Just
yeah,
pull them out.
Complain
just
about
see.
Kids being out.
Yeah,
yeah,
what the hell?
Well, here's the thing, like, you know, feel free to pull them out, but also know that I'm going to stare.
Right.
Like, and it's going to be creepy. Yeah. Like, I'm going to make eye
contact. It's going to be real weird.
So, yeah, feel free to pull out whatever parts you want. It's just, I'm going to gawk.
Right.
I think I need to rephrase my situation. Pull out your boobs to feed your kid wherever you want. That's your business. I bottle fed. That's my business. Don't give me shit about what I do. I won't give you shit about what you do. But there's, like, it seems like some of the breastfeeding women are just so hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It is a lifestyle.
They have to throw it in your face.
It's a movement, yeah.
Yes. It is
a movement. I'm going to do this. It's almost like I'm going to whip my tit out right here because I can. Instead of going over in this little quiet section and putting a blanket over my kid.
Or even just the blanket.
I'm going to do it right here at this table next to you in this expensive restaurant because it's my right. I can feed my baby where I want to. Yeah. Well, you can feed your baby here. Why can't I? I'm going to post pictures of my tit on Instagram constantly. With a kid latched onto it who's five. That's not okay with me.
Right. It's good for teething. Oh. Did you see that one?
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, Jen and I, we're talking about the same person who is just constantly with the breastfeeding pics, like nonstop around the clock. And it's to the point where I'm going to have to unfollow her because, okay, I understand that's your movement, you feel that way, blah, blah, blah. But the rest of society, when I'm standing in line at the grocery store and I pull out my cell phone and go to bring up Instagram and there's fucking tit pics all over it,
right.
People are going to judge me. I don't give a shit what they think about you breastfeeding. I care about the fact that I can't bring up my cell phone and look at it in line without looking like a creepy fucking weirdo looking at breastfeeding pictures in my news feed.
Some guy nudging his wife. Look,
so
look what he's into.
I agree.
Look,
like, look. Yeah, feed in public, but don't make it such a spectacle of like, hey, look at me, I should be able to do this.
Well, here's what I don't understand. From everything I've seen on Facebook with the breastfeeding movement of I'll do it where and when I want, so don't look at me, right? Like, isn't that the thing? Like, don't watch me. But, like, so isn't being a little bit discreet? Like, isn't that, like, I'm not saying you gotta leave. You ain't gotta go to the bathroom. That's right. I wouldn't, right. That's not right.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, you could just a little towel or something. Covering. Just anything.
As a former breastfeeding mother, I agree. I agree that there's a certain amount of modesty involved.
Thank you. Right.
Like, it's not about, like, I'm not trying to cover my kid's head up. I'm not trying to, you know, hang out, whatever. I'm all about feeding my child and just, you know, cover up the girls. Baby's face can be out there. Tank top with a t-shirt on top does the trick every time. Every time. So ladies, tank top, t-shirt, you know, it works. It does.
Just a little bit of shielding. Just a little.
In your
then
face.
Then you just see top boob. You know, top boob is acceptable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lower boob, meh.
I got tricked one time. It was like an optical illusion.
Tricked?
We were standing around. Yeah, we're standing around one night.
Thought he was breastfeeding, but he wasn't.
I don't know if you'll recall this or not. I'm just like standing there. We're talking. And I like look down. This one female was standing there and had her daughter with her. And she like goes to just like lift up her shirt. And it was like this far. So I'm thinking like, oh, she must just be like itching herself or something. So I just kind of like looked down like nonchalant. I wasn't like creeping, being a weirdo, but I just kind of looked at where her hand was moving, but she had some sag going on, so the nipple was there. It was right there, and I'm thinking, wait, there's no possible way. So then I like looked more, like, wait a second, is her tit out right now? Sure enough, she was lifting her shirt up to breastfeed, and it was only like halfway up her torso.
You wouldn't have known. You thought it was her belly button.
No.
Wait, while standing?
Oh yeah, while standing with like baby in arm, just like lifts it up and like goes to adjust the baby.
Wow.
And, yeah, so I, like,
held the baby upside down because she couldn't quite get a good angle.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
It's good for digestion.
Yeah. Am I an asshole? Funneling. Does that make me an asshole?
Like, that's all right. Like a keg stand.
We don't mind that you're an asshole.
Nip stand.
It's training wheels.
Yeah.
Later on, kids.
Oh, pretty much.
That's great.
But, yeah, I got tricked because I thought I was not expecting to see a nipple at that level. And, you know, like, God bless her, whatever. Like, they, you know, it happens, but I wasn't expecting it to be there. Therefore, it happened, and boom, I'm like locked eyes with it. We're like staring each other down, and I like, and it took me a second to realize it and break away. And this girl's, you know, husband at the time was there, so I just all of a sudden I felt creepy, and it's like, and then it hit me like, wait a second, no, she's the one that just pulled it out while we're all in mid-conversation.
I'm feeding my child.
And didn't say, she didn't like turn around to let it latch on. She just, as we're talking, like, oh no, I totally agree. Just like shirt goes
is,
up.
Like, that is a misconception amongst breastfeeders that, you know, we make other people uncomfortable, not on purpose, but it is like you said, you didn't mean to stare, but it was just like, oh, well, there's that.
Yeah,
because you didn't know what was going on, and then you feel like the asshole for staring.
Right.
When kind of she should feel like the asshole for just, hey.
Yeah, because when tits are out, we're going to look.
I couldn't blame you otherwise.
Right.
No lesbo, I would look too.
Right.
And we get judged by society because it's like, oh, well, she's feeding her child, and that's mother, maternity,
doesn't
blah,
matter.
Blah, blah.
These are not sexual items.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
These are milk bottles.
And those two.
Right, they're dual purpose.
That's right.
And my mind doesn't know the difference. I don't switch over to, oh, nope, those are just bottles of milk.
Well,
like,
where does
still
baby
tits
come
to me.
From? Like, excuse me, where does baby come from? Is that not also
ooh.
A tool and a...
Robbie loves birth canals.
Oh, my God.
Our bodies are multi-purpose. Uh-huh.
Well, I saw another thing kind of in the same idea the other day on Facebook. It was free the nipples, and it's a movement to desexualize breasts.
Yeah. Never going to happen.
See all the pictures of all the nipples?
Yes. And I said that's never going to happen.
Right.
You're
how many
never
teenage
going to
boys like that page.
Right.
Oh yeah.
A lot.
Right?
Exactly.
Like, oh yeah, sure, totally. We should all
free
be
the
able
nipple.
To just see
bank,
them.
Bank, yeah. Spank, spank, spank.
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, never gonna happen. Second of all, why?
Third of all, who the fuck is gonna post their nipple? That's just so fucked up. Attention seeking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's boobs are a touchy subject.
Oh, no pun intended.
Hey, sucker!
No hetero. Well, we're at 50 minutes now, so.
Wow, we've eaten up a podcast.
Yeah, so I think that's probably a good place to end on a high note.
Absolutely.
Hopefully, a high note.
Everyone's going to think I'm an asshole, and they're going to start flashing their tits at me. Because they know what I drive. They're going to just
me
start
too.
Flashing
I hate
me
breastfeeding.
Their mannery glands. When
yes, yeah.
I'm an oppressor. Keep your breasts in your shirt. God damn it. Don't ever show me your breasts.
Don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
No lesbo.
Before we end, I also have to give a shout out to a listener that sent me a message the other day on Facebook, Brandon Alvarez, who is a friend and listener, close family friend. But he informed me that he listens to our podcasts out in Kansas, which is where he lives now, while he's storm chasing. He chases tornadoes
really?
And shit. And said he
That's
listens
like
to our podcast.
Job.
I know, right?
Let's go do that.
I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm good. I'll sit that one out.
He said it helps him calm his nerves to listen to our podcast, which I can't imagine how that is, but a little piece of home while he's chasing tornadoes.
Did he say how he got into storm chasing?
It's just a hobby. It's not a career thing. It's just something he does on his own free time. Anytime there's a storm alert, he heads out. That's got to be it. That was a pretty sweet movie. That made me want to get into it.
Helen Hunt did. She made me
into
it.
Brandon, if you're listening, I hope you have full coverage. Car.
Yeah, right. So to sign off here, Jen, thanks for coming on the podcast again.
Always a pleasure.
Regular guest. And Shayna, welcome. And thanks for coming out.
Thank you. It's a good time.
And we're going to have to get a Mon dude from both of you guys.
What?
Together or separate?
No lesbo? I don't know.
You gotta say it. Ready?
I'm
one,
ready.
Two, three. Come on, dude.
Nice.
Feel free to pull them out, but also know that I'm going to stare. Like, and it's gonna be creepy.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2, downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.twodowneastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2, downeastdudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!